Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada News Magazine. On the broadcast today, the head of Ahern Rentals and the Ahern Hotel, Don Ahern, joins us for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back to the Reno Rodeo. I'm Craig Downing, this year's Reno Rodeo President. The rodeo is back and in full swing. Join us for some great family entertainment. Pull on your boots, grab your hats for the wildest, richest rodeo in the West, June 17th through the 26th. We're back in the saddle again.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're delighted to welcome back to the program Don Ahern. He is the CEO of Ahern Rentals and a whole lot more, including the Ahern Hotel, which is where we are located. Thank you very much for being our host for all of this. We've had a terrific week so far here, taping the program. So first of all, let me ask you about how the hotel is doing. It was the former Lucky Dragon on West Sahara.
Right.
Now you've turned it into a convention hotel.
Right.
How's it going?
Well, we think we're doing wonderfully well. You know, I think we're 2 years and about 3 or 4 months into the project. It was in fabulous shape when we got it. It had only been open for 23 months. We kind of took all the Chinese
decor.
Thank you. We took the decor off and made it kind of a normal place. We're following the Italian theme, and we put $9 million of construction into it. Did a lot of remodeling, all done by Martin and Harris Construction, and thank God they're almost done, and it's going to be beautiful.
And how are the bookings? Because you're not a gambling hotel.
Nope.
It's going to be strictly for conventions, but you've got a lot of meeting space. How
right.
are the advanced bookings looking?
Yeah, we're comfortable with where we're at. We've opened up the Trattoria restaurant, which is Chef Mark's restaurant. For a lot of the local people here in town, know Chef Mark. You know, he was up on West Sahara, been up there for a couple of decades. Fabulous chef, brought his whole team down, and then we remodeled the upstairs, so we've got the second Chef Mark's Italian Steakhouse that's about to be open. It's all done now and ready to go. We're just waiting for some furniture to show up. We think it's floating around in the ocean out there by Long Beach. It's on the ships. As you know, a lot of things aren't arriving into the country. They're arriving to the country, and they
right.
float around between Catalina Island and Long Beach. So, but things here at the hotel are great. You know, with COVID, you know, it just wasn't the great time to buy a hotel.
Right.
You know, I might have got a great price. I felt pretty comfortable with that, but we didn't really know that COVID was going to come around a corner. Otherwise, we may not have done it, but yeah.
But you know what, at the same time, the remodeling that you needed to do was a perfect time when people weren't traveling, and yet construction was an essential business.
You're absolutely right, Sam. You know, in fact, I would imagine that our cost of that $9 million worth of work we did here would probably be a third higher today with the cost of lumber and labor and everything. Now, we were going to have, July 4th was our planned giant big opening. We're going to, you know, we're going to need about 400 employees here at this hotel. And there is such a shortage of people. We've got the World Resorts opening up over here. All the other hotels are coming back to work. And so we're just kind of soft shoeing it. We're just having soft openings, and we'll do the best we can with build our teams, love our employees, and it's coming along. We have, I think this week alone, we have like nearly 15 events coming and going. Been a lot of great events. We have a lot of politicians coming and going, giving speeches, and fundraisers and conventioners now. Today's the World of Concrete.
Right, and so let's get to that. So right. World of Concrete is the first major convention to be in Las Vegas since the shutdown for COVID.
Right.
In a normal year, that would be about 60,000 people. Big event for you and for your company. Mm-hmm. This year, they were hoping for about 25,000 people, but you think the numbers are probably falling a little short of that.
Yeah, it looks pretty slim over there today. I hate to kind of be negative or anything, but the fact is it's pretty soft over there. And if they're hoping for 25 or 30,000, we think they're, based on today, they're going to get maybe a third of that, maybe get to a half. But tomorrow's the second day of the show, and it's only a 3-day show, but it's beautifully set up. It's in the brand new end of the convention center. Again, Martin and Harris just built that. It's the first time this building's been used. We're set up out in the lot. So we got the break in the blacktop.
Somebody else that was on the program recently mentioned that normally the show is held not in the middle of construction season. So
Right. Part
of the reason that you're not getting as big an attendance for this convention is that people are busy actually constructing.
Well, there's just a lot of things working against us right now. But there's some things that aren't, that have gone by. COVID has kind of gone by. So at least I'm really happy and proud. I had so many customers and people that we hadn't seen, because we haven't done a show in 15 months, you know. So it was kind of nice, you know. You know, us as humans, we like other people, you know. And we were out there kind of giving each other a hug, you know, out there and saying, "My God, how you been? Did you survive? Are you okay? And are you healthy? Well, and you know, all that stuff." So it was just really great to see all of our friends from across the United States.
Well, and it's kind of nice that you know, there was a lot of discussion during COVID that people would change their lifestyles and weren't going to travel again. And to be honest with you, I was never much of a believer in that, because the minute that we could travel, I booked a trip to Europe.
Yeah.
But I remember listening to the head of United Airlines in a radio interview, and somebody said to him, "Do you think that business travel is over?" And he said, "Well, here's how I lay out business travel." He said, "The first time that there's a sales opportunity, one person shows up in person, one person shows up virtually, mm-hmm. and the person who showed up in person is the one that gets the deal."
Yep.
Everybody's going to show up in person.
There you go.
And from what you're describing, it sounds like the people who are there at World of Concrete are thrilled to be out of the house and back to normal.
Absolutely. I mean, you said it exactly right, Sam. Exactly right, you know. I had my friend Pat DeVito, my New York Italian buddy from back in New York. He was one of the first people in our booth this morning, you know, big old giant guy. And, you know, I saw him coming from 50 feet, man. When he got there, you know, put my hand out and he had his arms like this, you know, the good old Italian hug. So, yeah, it's good to be back. And another year. But, you know, this convention business, our country, we are wounded. I mean, you might as well have gotten shot in the shoulder with a real shotgun, because we're not gonna heal. This thing is not gonna bounce back overnight. I think we've still got another year. You know, we've got problems with supply chain, and you know, if you care, I can give you more information on that. But
No, well, actually, you referenced supply chain a little bit earlier when you were talking about the port situation. You know,
right.
one of the things that's interesting, and, you know, under normal circumstances, people don't discuss supply chains. I mean, that's just not a topic of conversation.
Right.
But when you can't buy toilet paper or there's no meat in the grocery store, suddenly supply chain becomes an issue.
Yep.
But the problem is that you can't change the supply chain overnight to accommodate the need because, for example, with toilet paper, there was plenty of industrial toilet paper. There wasn't residential toilet paper because nobody was going to the office. So they were using a lot more of the residential stuff. But the companies can't change from commercial to residential because if they change their whole lineup of equipment, what are they going to do a year from now when things come back to normal?
Right. Well, toilet paper is always kind of fun to talk about. Apparently, we attack that task differently.
Well, it's one at least everybody can identify with.
Yeah. But anyhow, the big problems we're seeing, you know, I manufacture forklifts and big boom lifts, big construction equipment. You know, average piece of equipment weighs 30 to 50,000 pounds. Some of them lighter, some of them heavier. And the price of steel is up right at double right now.
Double.
And
now, is that because there's price gouging, or is that just because of supply and demand?
Well, absolutely. Price gouging is a big part of it. It absolutely is. But let me just throw off a couple of facts. You know, and we don't use a lot of lumber. We build these buildings out of cubes, and we're building apartments and houses and everything, but we make them all out of steel. So certain types of steel have gone from just under 50 cents to $1.25. That's more than double. That's kind of a galvanized 16 gauge type of product you would make walls out of, you know, steel studs. And then you've got regular steel, slab steel, things like that, what we call 50 grade steel, that was down under 40 cents a pound, is now in right at $1 a pound. So that's a little over double. I just read an article over the weekend where lumber was up 313%. So that is really getting hurt even more so. At the same time, you have about 9 million people, I believe, that have retired earlier. Believe it or not, people my age actually are needed out there in the workforce.
Right.
Know? And a lot of these people that are maybe in their 60s, you know, they're retired early. So let's just round that up to 10 million people that could have been in the workforce had COVID not hit. And then we got how many tens of millions of people are actually getting paid by our government to not work. So we can't get the parts and pieces. We cannot get the labor. Until the government quits paying people to not work, you know. So I buy switches and engines and transmissions and tires and wheels and everything it takes. You know, all those people I buy from are not only buying steel, but they're requiring labor. They can't get the labor. So I can't up my production to accommodate the demand that is coming back at us. I believe there's around and don't hold me to these numbers, Sam, but I think there's around 167 million people in the workforce, I was told. You know, and if 9 million of them dropped out just because they could, just because they could buy a motorhome and take their little savings and kind of leapfrog to the retirement, then, you know, that in combination, I don't know if 167, it seems like to me there might be maybe 140 million people. And we need now probably 170 million people in our workforce. So we're just having to back off and really, like here at the hotel, we just can't open the hotel in a big way.
Right. Well, James Settlemyer, our state senator, had a suggestion during the session where he said that perhaps if we gave the money that we're giving in unemployment, the additional unemployment, as an incentive for people to go back to work, maybe that's the way to spend that money.
Purely logical. If you're gonna blow the money as a government, You know, now we buy a lot of products from overseas, so I think Settlemyer is, he's a senator, right? Senator mm-hmm. Settlemyer, you're talking of?
Yeah, the majority, minority leader.
Right, right. Well, I think he's got a great idea, but I think a better idea is let's not spend the money at all. Let's just put people back to work. I've got drivers in the North Bay area that, that used to make $30 an hour, now making 40-some dollars an hour. The labor costs are going way up, and if people would just, if the government would just quit paying people, let them come back to work, then we'd all be better off and taxes would be being paid. Now, if I could just mention quickly, we have a lot of raw product or small fabrications and pieces that come out of Malaysia, Korea, and China, and all these, even India. You know, they're coming all over the place. But we need to, we got freight now. The cost of a container now has gone up 2.5 times.
Right.
And you can't even get them.
And that's partially because they're not available, correct?
They're unavailable. They're just not available.
So okay, so on two different fronts here. One, are you going to be able to at some point drop that cost of $40 an hour back to $30 an hour? Or are you stuck permanently with $40 an hour?
Well,
because that's a big question.
Yeah, certainly. Labor is supply and demand. Now, we got this immigration situation. Now, there's more people come across the border in the last month, I believe, than came across during the 4 years that Donald Trump was in play, right? So, but we can't hire those people. If I hire an illegal person, you know, they'll put me in jail. I mean, they will put me in jail. My lawyers tell me that you've got to go on E-Verify. You better not only have paperwork, you better get it cleared all the way through. But, you know, since they let all these people in, if they let them go to work, then we could hire them. You know, so that would be fine if they want to work. There's a chance of solving that problem if they would quit paying the people to stay home and allow us to pay the people that are coming across the border, then we can put them to work. We can train them. I could tell you some fabulous things we're doing, but in terms of training people and trying to, you know, basically going in the manufacturing business of manufacturing workers. But I'm telling you that we are not that far away from, you're going to wish you had $2 a gallon gasoline coming back. You're going to wish a lot of things. But when you start seeing $7, $8, $9 a gallon, I heard down in Southern California, they're already seeing $6, you know. I don't want to get in trouble with you, Sam, but you're going to be wishing Donald Trump would come back. Because the way things were about 2 years ago was absolutely, my life had never been better. I had never been able to afford and treat my employees with more love and benefits. And now it's a big squeeze.
All right, let's take a break. We'll take a pause here and we'll be right back after this timeout with Don Ahern.
7 at 7 is available anytime, anywhere.
I'm Riley Smith with your Vegas Golden Knights. Watch 7 minutes of nonstop news from the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Streaming on LVRJ.com and Twitter, powered by the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
Serving Our Kids Foundation's mission is to serve homeless, at-risk, and food insecure children in grades K through 8 throughout Southern Nevada. During the pandemic, Serving Our Kids has seen a 42% increase in the number of children served, providing more than 4,500 meals to kids in over 100 schools weekly. Serving Our Kids is powered by community support and volunteers. To learn how you can help, visit servingourkids.org. org.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. Tollsdevelopment.com.
7 at 7 is available anytime, anywhere.
I'm Riley Smith with your Vegas Golden Knights. Watch 7 minutes of nonstop news from the Las Vegas Review Journal.
Streaming on LVRJ.com and YouTube, powered by the Las Vegas Review Journal.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Don Ahern. He is the owner of Ahern Rentals and a whole lot more, including the Ahern Hotel, which is where we are broadcasting from. You just visited with the former president, President Trump.
I did.
What can you report?
Well, I could report that the man is in fabulous health. He's never looked better. He's incredibly satisfied and happy, but he's working day and night trying to accomplish some goals. We raised a lot of money for his super PAC. I mean a lot of money, you know, seven-digit money. And he's goal-oriented, as you know. He likes to get things done. He wants to make sure they don't rewrite history across America, you know. He feels that the election was stolen. I believe it was as well. That's my position. I spent yesterday down in Phoenix walking the floor of the arena where Arizona is doing their recount right now. Very complicated process. I had people right on me. I had to stay between the lines, and they had people, these big round tables and procedures and policies, and it was amazing. I'd go into detail if you ever want to, but
not on this show, because hang on 1 second here. Okay. Let's take another break and we'll be right back.
All right.
Enjoy exceptional value and a comfortable atmosphere at the all-new Nevada Steak at Tamarack Casino. Great food, fine wines, and delectable desserts.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
Each day, the Children's Advocacy Alliance partners with leaders, legislators, and families across Nevada to improve children's health, education, economic well-being, and safety. We recognize Nevada will be no better than the state of its children. Be a part of this change. Be a supporter of the Children's Advocacy Alliance. For more information, go to caanv.org.
The Do It Right guys at Nevada Heating have one mission. Your air conditioner breaks down today, we fix it today. Why sweat for days while your air is down when Nevada Heating can get the job done today and you can get cool again? For nearly 50 years, locally owned Nevada Heating has been getting the job done right. Call today at 323-5585 or see us online at nevadaheating.com.
Enjoy exceptional value and a comfortable atmosphere at the all-new Nevada Steak at Tamarack Casino. Great food, fine wines, and delectable desserts.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're our remaining time here with Don Ahern of Ahern Rentals and the owner of the Ahern Hotel, where we are broadcasting from. So, what is the former president believe his role is going to be in the upcoming election cycle for 2022?
Well, his motto is 2024 or before. And I had a real nice conversation with him. My wife and I sat at a table just like this. He was sitting right where you are. I'm sitting right here. My wife was there. And we spent an hour with them up at Bedminster in New Jersey. And a month or two before that, we were down in Mira Largo, had a similar opportunity to meet with him there. And we're one of his, you know, diehard, committed people that want to help him. I would love to see him come back and be president again. I really would. Now, what he's got to kind of work on all this voter clarity, make sure we've got a true system that works. He's very dedicated. He's working on that right now. He's also very dedicated to making sure that the proper congressional races in 2022 are come out red. That's very much his focus.
So do you see, and we only have about 30 seconds,
okay,
but do you see pickups in Nevada on the congressional side? Is Susie Lee vulnerable?
Yes.
Do you see Stephen Horsfoot as vulnerable?
Absolutely.
And do you see Catherine Cortez Masto as vulnerable?
I think they're vulnerable. Absolutely. Absolutely. You know.
Okay, very brief answer here.
Okay, very brief. You know, we don't have to win the elections. We just let these Democrats just keep on doing what they're doing and just see how it affects you. You know, if you like $7 a gallon gas, then keep voting Democrat. If you like inflation, like what we've got today, then just keep voting for those people. See how it works out for you.
And that's where we have to leave it. Don Ahern, thank you for your hospitality. Thank you for being here as always. And we will be talking to you soon, I am sure.
I appreciate your show.
Thank you, sir. And we'll be right back.
Kenny! Dad? What are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this. Wow! This stuff is great! People are gonna love it!
Yes. Yes, they were.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Subscribe to our Nevada Newsmakers channel. We'll see you on the next broadcast.